Welcome to our time of worship here at Countryside Community Church. My name is Jim Hollister. It is my honor to serve Jesus Christ as the pastor with you here at Countryside. And now I'd invite you to join us as we worship together.
It comes from Isaiah chapter 7, verses 10 through 16. Again, the Lord spoke to Ahaz, saying, "Ask a sign of the Lord your God. Let it be deep as Sheol, or high as heaven." But Ahaz said, "I will not ask, and I will not put the Lord to the test." Then Isaiah said, "Hear then, O house of David, is it too little for you to weary mortals, that you weary my God also? Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Look, the young woman is with child and shall bear a son, and shall name him Emmanuel. He shall eat curds and honey by the time he knows how to refuse the evil and choose the good. For before the child knows how to refuse the evil and choose the good, the land before whose two kings you are in dread will be deserted."
Will you bow with me for a moment, please? Gracious and holy God, we pause in the midst of our day to worship you. We pause to be together. We pause because we need to hear a word from you. So now we pray, Holy Spirit, that once again, you would pour yourself out on us, that again you would take the words of the scripture which we share, the humble words which I will offer, and the thoughts of every single one of our hearts, and inspire them, breathe life into them, so that in them we might hear the word of God, the word made flesh, Jesus Christ our Lord, in whose name we pray. Amen. Well, I don't have to tell you that this has been quite the challenging year. Jokes aside, and 2020 memes aside, we've been through some really, really difficult things. And it looks like things are not going to get better anytime soon. People have lost jobs. Businesses have had to close permanently. They failed. People have been ill. People are faced with crushing medical bills. People have been disconnected from one another. And we continue to be reminded that at the present moment, the thing that seems to be the center of our life as a country is that as long as you make money, it's okay. As long as you make money, it doesn't matter how you treat your employees. As long as you make money, it doesn't matter who you crush. As long as you make money, it doesn't matter what you take advantage of or who you take advantage of. It doesn't matter what promises you break. It doesn't matter whose hopes you destroy. As long as you make money, well, that explains everything. Been a difficult year. And people have responded to it in a number of ways. There's stories about folks in South Dakota who have simply denied that the pandemic is a thing. That they have gone into denial to such an extent that while they're in the hospital dying from COVID, they're telling their loved ones who can't come to see them. They're telling their loved ones that it's lung cancer, that it's something else, that it's anything else. Because they're in denial that this can be real. The CDC reports that in June, almost 31% of folks responded that they were having real problems with anxiety, that they were turning to substance abuse. That's up from not quite 9% last year. And that's especially true for our younger people, folks between 10 and 34, suicide is the second leading cause of death, second only to accidents. And that in the U.S. this year, there have been 2.5 times as many suicides as there have been homicides. It's been a terrible year. We desperately, desperately, desperately need some hope. We desperately, desperately, desperately need something that can give us some joy. Folks have turned to the politicians and been sure that if we only get just the right president, that we'll be okay. If we only get just the right congresspeople, we'll be okay. And somehow they'll do something. And all the while, from the outside, it looks like all of those folks are more interested in blaming somebody else, blaming the other side of the aisle, blaming anything, rather than taking responsibility, rather than trying to find a way to help folks. Now, maybe we shouldn't be surprised. It's been a difficult, difficult year. And we need something that will give us hope. We need something in which we can find joy. We're in Advent. And this Advent, we have been talking about reminding each other, lifting up the Incarnation, and talking about some of what that means, and it's hope to rediscover the significance of Christmas, especially in 2020. This week we celebrate, we remember that when Jesus was born and came to us in Bethlehem, that he came as God with us, Emmanuel. That's what Emmanuel means. Emmanuel with an I, Emmanuel with an E. It all means God with us. And when Joseph had his dream encounter with the angel. He was assured that this child, that this one, that he was to name Jesus, was God with us. Now, there's a big difference between how that scripture lands in Matthew 2, which we read last week, and how that lands in Isaiah 7, which we read this week. As we look at Isaiah 7, we're reminded, or maybe faced with, the reality that Emmanuel isn't always good news. I mean, that was certainly King Ahaz's response. Right? The prophet had come to him and said, ask for a sign from God. Make it as crazy as you would like. There is nothing that's too big for you to ask in this moment, a sign that God is with you. See, because Ahaz was in a political mess. His allies had turned on him. And the king of Aram, which was a land that's in what in modern days we would call Syria, the capital Damascus, and what we generally refer to as the northern kingdom, the capital in Samaria, that they had turned on Ahaz, and that they were ready to go to war. And the prophet had come to him and said, look, you don't have to worry about them. But don't take my word for it. God says, ask for a sign that I will show you that you don't have to worry about this. And Ahaz's response was, oh no, I can't ever ask for, I would not put God to the test. Now, generally we think that that's a good thing, not to put the Lord to the test. But in the mouth of Ahaz, the political leader, it was clearly spin. And so Isaiah said, look, it's not enough that you make everybody else around you crazy, but now you're gonna do that to God too. Well, I tell you what, God's gonna give you a sign. And the sign is this, that there is a young woman, that there is a virgin, there is a woman who is of moral fiber, who is going to have a child. And she will name him Emmanuel. And by the time that boy is old enough to be considered a member of the community, when he's old enough to know good from evil, when he's reached the age of accountability, when he's old enough for his bar mitzvah, these two kings that you're so worried about will be destroyed. Now, you'd think that would be good news. I mean, you'd think it would be good news. But for Ahaz, it wasn't. See, because this notion of Emmanuel, that God would be with us, isn't always good news. It's not good news when you're already committed to your plan. Ahaz had already figured out what he was going to do. He made an alliance with Assyria. He'd become a vassal of Assyria. And spoiler alert, that didn't work out really well. Now, true, they never did take Jerusalem, but they absolutely crushed the rest of the country. And they did what the prophet said. They crushed Damascus and they crushed Samaria. The northern kingdom was destroyed by Assyria. But the northern part of the southern kingdom was also crushed by the Assyrian attack. The prophet Micah bears witness to that desolation. See, Ahaz wasn't really interested in God being with him because he already had a plan for how he was going to get out of the jam he was in. He'd already figured something out, and he didn't want to be bothered with God's plan. He was much more enamored with his plan. And that can happen to you and us, you and I too. We can get into places where we're up against it, and instead of going to pray, instead of going to study the scripture, instead of seeking God's wisdom, we come up with our own plan. Well, this just makes sense. This is smart. This is what everybody else around us would do. This is the wisdom of the world. Now, sometimes what God wants us to do and the wisdom of the world lines up. But whenever we choose our design over God's design, when we pick up our plan instead of seeking to find out what God has planned for us, we're to do things our way instead of God's way. We find ourselves in a place where God with us just really isn't very much good news. God sends people to annoy us and remind us that this isn't God's plan. And when it fails, when we're let down, we get reminded. God with us isn't very much good news in that moment. Another time when God with us isn't really good news is when we are crushed by our guilt. You remember that from Adam and Eve in the garden. God came and walked through the garden in the cool of the day, the scripture tells us. There, God was literally with Adam and Eve. There they were, the creator and the created, in the beauty of the garden, with everything that God had provided to care for them. And where were they? They were hiding. They were hiding because their guilt was overwhelming. Look, I get it. There are times when we're tempted and we fail. when we intentionally make choices that hurt people. Or times when we make choices, and even though it wasn't our intention to hurt people, we cause great heartache. And that guilt sits like a wall around our hearts. And we can't bring ourselves to be in the same room with those folks. We can't bring ourselves to be anywhere near, because our guilt continues to crush us. And because all of our guilt eventually includes God, we can find ourselves being distanced from God, afraid of the notion of being with God, afraid of the notion of God being with us. We just can't do it. And so God with us doesn't sound like good news. It just sounds like an opportunity to be beaten up by our guilt even more. There are times when God with us doesn't seem like good news. But Emmanuel is good news when we know that God can save us. God with us is good news when we know that God can save us. When we know that God can deal with our guilt, when God can free us from the pain of what we've done, that God can remove the shame of our terrible choices. That Emmanuel is good news when we understand that God can save us. That God simply being with us gives us hope and gives us joy. We know that things don't always go the way we want. We know that following Jesus has moments where it's quite challenging. I can never understand those folks who would suggest that following Jesus is about gathering up all the riches of this world. You never understand that when the primary image of our faith is an implement of torture and execution. Right? Things don't always go the way we want. Even in our day, folk are continuing to be martyred, continuing to be executed for their faith in Jesus Christ. It happens even now. But because God is with us, even then, we're not without hope. In the midst of a pandemic, when God is with us, We are not without hope. We are not without joy. When we know that God can save us, then God with us is good news. And maybe the best news is that God is with us when we know that God can save us. And God is with us when we hope that maybe, just maybe, God can do that for me too. When we get to those moments where I don't know, I know that other people have been saved. I know that other people have experienced God's blessings. I know that other people have found strength. But maybe, just maybe, that'll work for me too. In our hope, in our doubt, in our reaching towards God with us, is the best good news ever. And so we celebrate. And so we prepare to celebrate this Christmas. Christmas, even in 2020. Because even in the middle of this mess, especially in the middle of this mess, God is with us and wants nothing more than to wrap loving arms around us and hold us close. To hold us close and remind us that the victory has already been won. And we are walking with God until we experience that reality in its fullness. Maybe it's not good news for everybody. Maybe it's not something that everyone will allow to be good news. But it can be good news for anyone who will receive it. For anyone who will allow God to be with us. Thanks be to God. Grace to you and peace.